They came in the rain, soaked from head to foot, some with face paint dripping down, some dressed in matching jumpsuits, some just in simple t-shirts and shorts. And they came with their toilet bowl race cars. Yes, toilet bowl race cars, exquisitely engineered to roll down Chestnut Avenue in Hamden one after another, like a parade displaying Baltimore's sense of humor. WYPR's Mary Rose Madden reports that this Hamden Fest tradition carries on in what may be the most Baltimore thing that happened this weekend.
One after another, 23 pilots boarded their homemade toilet bowl race cars and zoomed down Chestnut Ave on Saturday. Crowds of people lined the street or packed onto their neighbors' porches to watch a feat not seen elsewhere.
Really, the fundamentals of each racer is the fact that they need to steer straight, they need to be able to stop, and they have to have a human defecation device.
Steve Baker of Hamden came up with the idea 9 years ago. Local kids were trying to raise money for and draw attention to the Hamden Skate Park. Baker told them to take their skateboards and think about having a race that would draw a crowd.
They're like, well, what do you mean? I said, what if you took these longboards and raced them down the street like street luges? Or even crazier, you I don't know. And I think I just replaced a toilet that day. And I was like, what if you strapped a toilet to it and raced that down the street and we make toilet races? And they're like, that's stupid and crazy. And then one kid goes, how do we do that?
A few years later, his dream bore fruit. They had 12 toilet bowl racers and a permit to close off the street.
So there's some that are toilets, some that have urinals, some that are diapers, some that are questionable what they are.
Okay.
I'm waiting for a curb. I'm waiting for a tree. We've had outhouses. We've had all kinds of different stuff.
In the past, thousands have come out to cheer on characters such as Gas Man and vehicles like Stool Pigeons, Gorilla Fingers, and Cool Runnings. Baker says he raced one once too, but he had a spill. Luckily, he was wearing a helmet. Last year was the first time a racer left in an ambulance. It was Bill Stevenson, 54, who owns and operates Waverly Color Company. He makes tattoo ink and artist's paints, and he's principal of the Waverly Brewing Company. So what happened last year?
We made a very fast racer with minimal breakage. So there was blood, pain, there was a whole lot of advice from onlookers.
Stevenson says his race car crossed the finish line going so fast he didn't think the hay bales after the finish line would stop him. He tried to make some adjustments, but ultimately he slammed into his bike and busted open his inner thigh. Someone quickly put a tourniquet on it, and his neighbors, local medics, rushed to his side. Over at Sinai Hospital, he got 30 stitches and 30 staples.
Could have been worse, but it wasn't a lot of fun.
So now,
I'm physically healed, and I think my mental state is pretty solid. It was the Hamden Baltimore day for me to be surrounded by people who were supportive and who were caring, but who also knew exactly what to do in that time and place and get me to the hospital, and then check in on me afterwards. That part has been incredible, and I'll never forget it.
This year,
we kind of came to the conclusion that if we just ended up putting regular old bicycle brakes on the thing, we could make it stop a lot better. And that's what we did. So let's see what happens.
On the day of the race, Stevenson said he tested the bike thoroughly over the past few weeks. He had a simple goal this year.
The goal is to go down the hill, come up the hill, go back down the hill, come up the hill. As long as we can maintain that kind of consistency, I think we'll be okay today.
Sometimes the simplest goals are the best ones. August DeMucci has been in this race for 4 years. She's a teacher at the Gemisi School, the school that specializes in teaching students with dyslexia and language-based learning differences.
And what are you racing today?
Charm City Bird, as well as another vehicle named Hermes. They're both created and built by middle school students at the Gemisi School during our camp program. They have 3 weeks to come up with a concept and build it.
And this year, there was at least one first-time racer, Major Richard Gibson, from the City Police Department's Northern District.
You know, every year I come out for the races, but this year I actually did the race with them.
How was it? How was your first year trial run?
Oh, it was wonderful.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I need to speed it up next time.
Gibson made a valiant effort, as one observer said. As he sped down Chestnut, he threw candy to the crowd, and they went wild to see their local police officer riding a toilet bowl race car down the street. And Bill Stevenson was pleased to report that he came in sixth this year. unharmed, safe, and somewhat sound. I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.